It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
Hi, my name is Bill C. Potts. I am the author of Up for the Fight, How to Advocate for Yourself as You Battle Cancer from a 5-time survivor. So you gathered from the title that I am a 5-time cancer survivor working currently on number 6. And as my cancer is incurable, number 7 down the road. The most important thing for readers to learn from my book is to make sure in your healthcare battle and in life, you own your own journey. In the case of cancer, it's your life. So you have to advocate for yourself and you're in charge every step of the way, which is a bit counterintuitive to what a lot of us think is that the healthcare provider is in charge of your healthcare battle, but it's not true. It's you. So you have to ask the questions of the doctors. You have to be prepared. You have to get second opinions. You have to do your homework. You have to understand the drugs that you're going to take. You have to understand the side effects that are going to happen to you. So all that says, you need to own your journey. You need to own your journey because your life depends on it. And that is the feedback that I'm getting from the book, which has really been encouraging, is that patients that are reading the book are following some of this advice and they're reaching out to me and saying, because I got a second opinion, it saved my life. So this book is accomplishing what I wanted it to do, which was to guide people in their journey. This is like what to expect when you're expecting, but for cancer, book that hadn't been written. And so this book is guiding patients to improve their cancer journey. And I'm so thrilled that's working. My most important advice for authors that are thinking about or want to write a book is to make sure that upfront you treat it like a business, which means you need to come up with your elevator pitch. Who's the target market? Why do I want to write it? Which is one of the most important things, because if you don't have a reason why you want to write it, it's going to really be hard to get those words written. But you need to be comfortable in what's the book going to be about specifically. You need to look at a market segmentation. You need to figure out what's your budget for the book. You know, what are you trying to accomplish with this book? Is it making money? Is it to get exposure for your business? But you need to do all that before you even start doing anything, because that will really guide the author and what they develop. And in some cases, will determine that they really don't want to write a book. You've got to be able to allocate the time that you need to write a book. It's a lot. And you need to be able to line up the resources to be able to get it done. So if you're not fully committed to writing a book, don't. But if you are, and you know who you're going to reach, you know what you want to say, you can do it succinctly, go ahead and write a book. My favorite part of working with Twin Flame Studios to do the audiobook was really using my voice to communicate my words through the audiobook. So you can see and read it on a piece of paper, but when you hear it from the author's voice, it adds a whole new dimension to the book. And for me, it was really exciting to be able to add that emotional angle to the words that are written on the page. And I found that at times emotional. Twin Flames was patient. I'm writing about a very difficult topic, and Stephen was great about taking that pause so I could catch my breath and read some of those words I had written. But I also found it inspiring in a way as I read some of the words that I had written. For example, the title, the 5-time cancer survivor. Even when I hear that come out of my mouth, you know, it surprises me sometimes the impact that it has. So I found it to be hard, because it's hard to read your own words, but also encouraging and enlightening and positive in so many ways.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more, and visit us at twinflamestudios.com.